Samuel Soro, a refugee who recently returned from Uganda's Rhino Camp to Yei, says he has been busy repairing his grass-thatched house so that he can settle down his family of six. He says it felt good to celebrate Christmas with his family members back in Yei town.
I found my houses are all down and I am starting a new journey to reconstruct my family. My biggest challenge is lack of financial support to start a new life. However, I am happy to celebrate Christmas back home.
Honesta Yukuya, another South Sudanese who returned a few days from the Democratic Republic of Congo to celebrate Christmas back home, says the economic and political crisis facing South Sudan will not stop her from participating in her country's reconstruction.
I am very happy to be in my home country because staying in the refugee camp is different compared to my original home country. Here things are indeed hard, but staying in my home own country has given me great happiness, and my message to the people is that let us celebrate Christmas in peace and love as one community.
More than 10,000 South Sudanese have voluntarily returned from Uganda and DRC, according to the Office of the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission. Peter Said Morjan, paramount chief for Yei River County, urges families returning home to coexist peacefully with people who did not leave Yei during the 2016 conflict in the country.
People are returning and we should not hear that returnees are having problems with those who remained in Yei, and for those who occupied houses of returnees should vacate them because we are governed by laws and we need people to celebrate Christmas in peace.
Victoria Nasra Augustine, Director General for Gender and Social Development in Yei River County, is appealing to the government and its partners to address some of the basic needs of families who have voluntarily returned home.
We know very well that some of them, their houses are not longer there. They don't have somewhere to stay. And also the government should make sure that those returnees, they should be given shelters. Let me say the carpets for them to put where they are going to stay.
The Secretary General of the former Yei River State says he welcomes the families returning home from the camps. Amule Felix is calling for reconciliation and peace.
It is my belief that we celebrate in peace, love and joy. It is also a moment to forgive and reconcile with one another, and therefore let us leave the past and pick on a new relationship of love with one another.
Amule says the transitional government of national unity is working for peace and stability to create a conducive environment for families returning home from refuge in other countries. For VOA News, I'm Daniel Friday Martin in Yei.